Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Friday morning, April the 9th, 2010. In my weekly newsletter called The Pep Letter, I published an article yesterday called A Lifeline in These Troubled Times. You know, I really believe that in the days we're living in, this is some very critical information. Now, like everything else, you can take it or leave it. It's up to you. But take a little time to listen what I have to share. You know, in these days that we're living in, like many people, a number of things in my life have changed. My wife Kathy and I have had to make a lot of adjustments. But you know, there's one thing that we will never, ever consider letting go of. And that's because we see it as our lifeline. And I know firsthand what it's like to be laid off. I know the challenges that come with it. I was unemployed for almost 9 months. And I know what it's like to work two jobs. I'm currently working two jobs, and I'm not earning as much as I did from the one job that I was laid off from. But you know what? I've been through down times before. You probably have too. Life has an ebb and flow. There are lean times, and then there are days of plenty. Remember Egypt? 7 years of plenty, and then 7 years of zero. The famine came. And by the way, as just a little sidebar here, just because you're experiencing a downtime doesn't mean that God has left you or that He doesn't care. But my wife and I have been practicing a basic fundamental principle since 1976. Some call it tithing, others call it giving, or abundant giving, or abundant sharing. The Apostle Paul called it giving and receiving. And I think what he said sums it up very nicely. Oh, of course, when I first heard about this thing many years ago, I wasn't buying into it. I mean, I had all kinds of excuses and reasons and rationale. I mean, what do you mean, give this? I made this money, now I'm going to give it away? I mean, this is mine. I worked hard for it. You know, I just didn't see the principle. I didn't understand it. And I think the thing that really locked it in for me is when I heard someone say, you know, 90% with God's blessing will go a lot farther than 100% without His blessing. And that really got me to thinking. And I love referring to it as giving and receiving. I know a lot of people like to argue about this topic, and there's some people who say, hey, tithing, that's in the Old Testament law. That doesn't apply to Christians today. Well, I mentioned in the Pep Letter that Abraham is the first person mentioned in the Bible who practiced the tithe. He was called the father of all them that believe, as well as the friend of God. And he lived long before the Old Testament law was ever given, let alone written. But I don't want to argue about it. Well, it's like I said in the Pep Letter, two reasons why I was writing that article. One, if you practice the principle of giving and receiving, don't stop now, especially in the days that we're living in. And secondly, if you don't practice it, why don't you consider starting? You know, during the time I was unemployed, we made a number of adjustments. But the one thing we did not change, we continued operating the principle of giving and receiving. Now, of course, we had less to give, but you know something? God never looks at the amount, only the heart behind the act. And it's something that I believe God set up as a lifeline to ensure His blessings, whether times are lean or not. And think about this. If God really did set up this law of giving and receiving, that as you give, you receive, does it make any sense that if you give $50, then God's going to bless you back with $50? Why would God set up such a ridiculous thing? That's a waste of everybody's time. Here, give 50 and you'll get 50 back. That makes no sense. If you gave 50 and got less than 50 back, well, that wouldn't be a very good deal, would it? But God set it up that as you give, you receive back more. And here's something that I think is really important, no matter what promise of God you're talking about, because all of the promises of God are contingent upon believing. You know, it says in the Bible, give and it shall be given unto you. If you really believe that, then you take the corresponding action, and then God fulfills His promise. And during those months of very lean times, we never lost our house. We didn't need to sell our cars. Thank God they were paid for. and we still had plenty to eat. Honestly, looking back on those days, to me and my wife has said the same thing, it's miraculous that we made it. But our protection is our connection with God. And even though there's more income coming in right now, we're still certainly not out of the woods yet. But we keep looking to our God for His supply, however He chooses to supply us. We look to Him to direct our steps and show us how to continue to increase. We can absolutely expect it because we operate the principle of giving and receiving. Now, some may be in denial, but the days we're living in are very uneasy days, and that's putting it rather mildly, wouldn't you say? Our taxes will definitely be increasing. The looming threat of inflation lurks. Interest rates are going to go up. I mean, they can't go any lower. And during these times, many, many people have scaled back. I mean, when you think about restaurants and movie theaters and other entertainment venues, for a lot of people, they are either very limited or no longer in the budget. I mean, people are cutting back wherever they can. And here's the thing. There are some Christians that are tempted to cut back on their giving. For me, I've seen this principle work in my life for nearly 35 years. I've seen it work over and over and over again. Not only is it not an option for me to cut back on my giving, it's something that I pay first every month. You know, when I give my portion every month, it reminds me of my partnership with God. I'm reminded of His promise to supply all that I need. I can actually, as the Bible says, give cheerfully because I know that God will back up His promise. You see, giving is something very tangible that you can see. And again, it's our connection with Him that is always our protection, no matter what happens. Now, keep in mind, this act of giving of our first fruits, it's not like a slot machine. You know, I've heard people say, well, I gave and I got nothing back. Really? That is saying that I did my part, but God didn't honor His part of the partnership. Ooh, I don't know if I want to say that. You know what? The Bible says God does not lie. If He set up this principle and we do our part, then He will absolutely do His part in supplying. So don't just give to see what happens. I mean, if that's your attitude, keep your money. You're going to need it. People do that all the time with a slot machine. You know, they put their money in hoping they're going to get something back. I'll tell you something. God is not a slot machine. When you give, remind yourself that God has promised that as you give, you will receive. He has promised to supply all that you need. And when you do your part, He will do His part. And because of that, then, you have every right to look for and expect His blessings. So then, keep your eyes and ears open, expecting to receive His blessings. Look to God to direct your steps so that you can receive His supply. You know, it may be a job you never considered. It may be a source that you never even knew existed. Doesn't matter where it comes from or how He does it. That's His part. So many times in my life, blessings have come to me in a way that I never would have thought about. The point is, believe what He said and expect to receive. That's why I love the phrase the Apostle Paul used when he referred to it as giving and receiving. When you give, expect to receive. And whether times are abundant or lean, you can always stay in partnership with the God who has promised to supply all of your needs. Well, that's it for this podcast. Did you find this helpful? Do you have a comment? Something on your mind? If you do, type it in down below. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. And by the way, don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, you don't have to bookmark the site. You don't have to check and see if I posted something new because you get the new postings delivered personally to you. And of course, it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe, either email or RSS. And if you do subscribe, as my way of saying thank you, I want to give you something. I want to give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information below. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.